What do you think makes the perfect snack?
It's gotta be when I'm really craving it and it's convenient.
Could you be more specific?
When it's cravenient.
Okay.
Like a freshly baked cookie made with real butter, available right down the street at AMPM, or a savory breakfast sandwich I can grab in just a second at AMPM.
I'm seeing a pattern here.
Well, yeah, we're talking about what I crave.
Which is anything from AMPM.
What more could you want?
Stop by AMPM where the snacks and drinks are perfectly craveable and convenient. That's cravenience. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey there, beautiful brains. Nova Lane here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this wild ride we call life. And today, let's talk about something that feels like a cosmic jerk, especially in our perfectly filtered world. Embracing imperfection. Ever feel like you're constantly comparing yourself to the highlight reels plastered all over social media? You know that feeling when your own life seems a little, well, less glamorous? Listen up, because I'm here to drop a truth bomb. Perfection is an illusion. It's a marketing myth, a shiny lie designed to keep us chasing something that doesn't exist. We're human, and humans are wonderfully flawed creatures. We stumble, we trip, we make mistakes sometimes spectacularly. But guess what? Those mistakes are the threads that weave the tapestry of our unique story. Here's the deal. Embracing imperfection isn't about settling for mediocrity. It's about shifting your perspective, recognizing your worth beyond achieving some arbitrary standard of perfection. Think about it this way. Your favorite musician probably bombed a few gigs before they hit the big time. That author you adore likely faced countless rejections before their masterpiece is published. Even Albert Einstein, that genius too, struggled with math as a kid. The point is, everyone has stumbles, setbacks, and moments of, oh snap, I totally messed that up. It's what makes us human, relatable, and ultimately more interesting. First things first. Stop comparing yourself to the curated versions of other people's lives online. Remember, social media is a highlight reel, not reality. People tend to share their best moments, not their messy struggles. So, ditch that constant comparison game, it's exhausting and pointless. Focus on your own journey, your own growth, your own unique path. Celebrate your wins, big or small, because each step forward deserves recognition. Next up, practice self-compassion. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a dear friend going through a tough time. We all make mistakes, we all have flaws, that's part of being human. Instead of beating yourself up over imperfections, acknowledge them, learn from them, and move on. Remember those things that once made you feel insecure? Maybe it's your laugh, your voice, or even a scar. You know what? Those quirks are what make you, you. They tell your story, they add depth to your character, and they remind us that we are all beautifully unique. Now, let's talk about how to actually put this into practice. Start by identifying those areas where you tend to get caught up in the perfection trap. Is it your work? Your relationships? Your appearance? Once you pinpoint those triggers, try to shift your perspective. Challenge those negative thoughts and replace them with more positive, realistic affirmations. Let's say you're worried about not being good enough at something. Instead of focusing on the perceived flaw, remind yourself of your strengths and past accomplishments. Celebrate those moments when you overcame challenges and learned something new. Picture this. You're at a pottery class trying to shape a lump of clay into a graceful vase. But, oh no. Your hands are shaking, the clay is stubbornly resisting, and suddenly it all collapses in a wobbly mess. What do you do? Do you throw your towel down in defeat or see this as an opportunity to learn? You know what? I've been there. It happens to all of us. But here's the thing. That failed vase can be just as beautiful, even more so, because it tells a story of imperfection, resilience, and the joy of creating something unique. Remember, embracing imperfection isn't about aiming for mediocrity, it's about showing up authentically, learning from your mistakes, and finding beauty in the unexpected turns life takes. So, my beautiful listeners, remember this. You are perfectly imperfect, and that's what makes you extraordinary. Let go of the need to be perfect, embrace your unique quirks, and keep creating a life filled with authenticity and joy. Now, I want to hear from you. Share your thoughts in the comments. What does embracing imperfection mean to you? What are some ways you've learned to celebrate your uniqueness? Let's keep this conversation going and inspire each other to live more authentically. Until next time, stay true to yourself and remember, it's all about the journey, not just the destination.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.